that we're talking about where you threw the you threw the Tevela Shemena against the wall and landed above 10 Tfachim, below 10 Tfachim. The difference is, yesterday we spoke about Chokim Lahashlin, whether you make you look at the wall as if it's, you know, a cavity at that spot or not. Rav Chisda says Mode Luchsan. Chisda said, we're talking about a case where the wall actually is on an angle. So there is actually a platform it to rest. It's a wall which comes down, I don't know exactly what angle, but let's say a 30-degree angle. So therefore, it's resting on a platform. And that would make you chayev or potter, depending on how far up or how far down it landed, right? That's why, what difference does it make? If it lands on a platform, vein sof on an angle, vein sof layered eventually, it's going to fall down. So Rabbi Chiyo Shem Yochan said, like we said before, Tipotah Shoy Satvela Shmeina Vini Toicha. Hoya Ni Toicha. It's talking about where it was a fat, juicy the date, and it stuck to the side of the wall, so it's not going to fall down.
If it's on the angle, you measure the height from a straight plumb line, not from the
correct. Right, not on a diagonal, right, straight up and down. Right, Bechagi, boy, come Rabbi Yossi. Bechagi, as if Rabbi Yossi, Leis Adam Rashi Pua Madrega Kilomaton. Does this not tell us that where it's not sticking, you know, where it's not a fat, juicy date, so that the angle is, the slope, I guess is a better word, is like down below? So that's a question, because in the Mishnah we learned way back when in Kilayim, we said there that if you have a slope between a lower field and an upper field, then the trees on the slope are considered to be part of the upper field. And here we see that that which lands on the slope is if it's down below. Now, of course, the answer is obvious. I know what you're going to answer, and the Gemara Yerushalmi is going to answer. But the question is here we see a slope is on top, and here we see that a slope is like down below. So it says more. Very simple answer. There, the seeds literally derive benefit. What it means is they're stationary and deriving benefit from the angle or the step where they are. But here people are going to scrape against it, you know, fellas, and it's going to fall. So that's why here we regard the slope as being down below. So again, there's no force of gravity really at work here. There's a force of gravity, the force of human intervention. So that's why we regard it as being down below, because eventually it will fall down. Ilu Amar, what would be comparable to the case in Kilayim, were you to have brought down a case, where there was a hole, and it benefits from the hole, meaning it's stuck in the hole. Then that would be similar, because then if I would say that which is stuck in the hole, even though it's never going to come down, is considered to be stationary, and it's going to be part and parcel of the hole to if I would say that it's not considered stationary, it's considered as if it was down on the ground, so then I could draw a parallel and ask a question, Kilayim, so it's also considered as if it's on the ground already, right? And a derived benefit from the wall, from the hole, and you would say in that case that it was down below, it was considered to be as if it's on the ground of Shusarabim. So then, and you would want to compare Kashem Shazroi Neni Minaruga, just as the seeds are planted into the slope between the two patches, Ya'us, that would be a good comparison, but of course that is not here the case. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avo, B'shem, Rabbi Yochan said, K'shayah makom mindron, they also said that the place was a slope. Afterwards it's going to fall down. So we've read before it's a Tevela Shemena, they give a different answer. K'adad the thing like that which we learned in the Mishnah, which we just learned yesterday. Zohar chutz la'arba amos, if you threw something more than 4 amos away, even his galgel chutz, even his galgel, that's a mistake, she means galgel toch arba amos. I didn't even catch that one, just rushed by it. But it's a mistake, obviously. It's gago toch arba amos, right? You threw it beyond 4 amos, it rolled back into the 4 amos, you're chayev, right? So that's the case. So to here, when it hit the slope, even if it rolls back down, it doesn't matter. Why? Because lemaisa, we came to a stop more than four amos away. It came to a stop somewhere where it's in Rishus HaRabim.
Is this part of is it some of the principle behind this? Because your force, you know, it's a koach risha.
No, something which we're going to get to that later today. But something you throw is not considered to be koach rishon. It's considered to be kocho. Koach rishon is one step removed from you. Koach sheni is two step removed. In other words, if I hit something, if I throw something up, Well, am I right about that? Maybe you're right. I take that back. You're right. Koch Rishon is when I throw something against the wall. Koch Sheni is when it ricochets back. So what do you want to ask?
So no, is that the guiding principle here? Why are you chayiv?
Because your koch ended when it landed. Right.
Because
the fact that it went back in...
You can always say that your melech machsheves was for it to be less than dalad amos.
No, this is a case where you intended it to go more than four amos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Zarchutz l'arba amos, nizgalgo toch arba amos. You intended to throw it. Okay, you're right. You would be right in the other case, which the Mishnah did discuss. If you intend to throw it in four amos, then it was nizgalgal outside the four amos. Then it would be potter. Okay? As Rabbi Chizka, Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yochan, V'huk Shenacha, that it still has to rest, a certain moment at least, on a tangible surface beyond the four amos. If it just hit and ricocheted back, so then within the four amos, so then that's not considered to be at all Hanacha beyond the amos. So it must be some way in which it hits and then rests for a moment and then goes back in. You know, kind of like, I don't know, for the Havdil, I know for you guys, it's a relevant marshal. If somebody throws a football pass and then he fumbles, so he has to actually hold it in his hand for a couple of seconds. How long does he have to hold it before he drops it? Football you don't like, I forgot.
Three seconds.
Shkoyach.
That's the bleachers, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you had these things within you, Yoshua. Okay, but...
Chatos Nuri. Want to go on a baseball trip?
So same idea. It has to be anocha before it actually rolls back in order to be considered bichayv. Hazorik biamar b'amos. If somebody threw in on the sea, in other words, over water, four amos potter. Imayo rekek ma'im. However, if you had a large puddle, Rishusarim aleches, but Rishusarim goes to the puddle. Then, Azarik Besocha Arba Amos, if somebody throws over that puddle for Amos, Chayef, right? Because it's not a true Yam. Vekamo Rekik Mayim, what is considered to be a puddle? Pachat Mitzrat Vachim, anything which is less than 10 Vachim deep. Rekik Mayim, and repeat again. Rekik Mayim, a puddle, or Shusraim, a Lechus Bone, or Shusraim goes through the puddle. Azarik Besocha Arba Amos, Chayef, somebody who throws for Amos within that puddle is chayev again because it's not truly a yam, it is a Rishus HaRabi masquerading as a puddle. Okay, lo sof tovar ava amos. The truth is, it doesn't matter how far you throw in the yam, you can throw half a mile. Afilu zark b'chol yamim, threw over the entire ocean, or entire lake, or entire water, you're a potter. Shekol yam nikar karmus, and the entire water is called a karmus. V'lomet nisa trains even. Why is it mentioned two times in the Mishnah that if the Rishus HaRabi goes through a puddle, you're chayev? Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Pilchos says b'shem Shnei Rikikim. It's talking about two different kinds of puddles. Echad Rai Malchimbo, one through which the masses pass. Echad En Rai Malchimbo, and the other, the masses do not pass. El Shnei Chokim, unless they are compelled to do so. Literally, they're pressured into it because it's a puddle which will make them wet and really muddy and really dirty and it's really deep. You know, obviously less than 10 Tefachim, but the deep. So in that case, we say. Shalot Tomar, don't say, since the masses don't go through it, unless they are up against the wall, and Rosh Hashanah, they have considered now Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, that's why they say, that nevertheless, Rosh Hashanah, it still has the status of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, halacha hey, Mr. Zuger, Samach Vaman Bey, starting a new Mishnah. Hazorik Mina Yamli Abosha, somebody throws from the sea to the land. Minei aboshel yam, from the land to the sea. Minei am lesfina, from the sea to a boat. Minei asfina liyam, from the boat to the sea. Minei asfina chaverta, from boat to boat. Potter. In all these cases, you're exempt. Because all of these, the sea, no matter what, shusa rabim to rabbanon only. So therefore, it's a karmelist. So therefore, it's only a karmelist. So therefore, there's certainly no way to be chayiv to raisa. Sfinos kshura zubazu. If two boats are tied onto each other, the talim izulazu, you can carry from one to the other. You may not kshura zubazu if they're not tied to each other. Even if they are surrounded by some sort of net, which serves as a wall, aimatalti mizulazu, one cannot carry from the one to the other. Amar, Abba bar Ravuna Amar, bikshuras begami, that to be tied together with a rope. Now, gami is a string. It's really a very narrow rope. Even though it's a very light rope, that is sufficient, but they must be tied together. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Buna, Amar, Vein, Sheirvu. You need an Eruv Chatzeris between the two boats, because each of the boats is a separate Rishus. So therefore, in order to carry one to the other, you have to make an Eruv Chatzeris. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yaya, Ima, Tarveyon, they both, B'shem, Trehon. B'shem, Rabbi Lozner said, Chad, they had a dispute what Rabbi Lozner said. Chad, Amar, B'shem, B'neim, Rochav, Arba. It's only if there aren't four Amos between them. Yeah. The Choron Amar, oh, maybe it's fourth Fachim. Fourth Fachim, sorry. It's only when there aren't four Tfachim between them. The Choron Amar, the other one said, Afilu Yesh Arba, Beinem, Rochav Arba, if there are four Tfachim between them, as long as they're tied together, you can carry from one to the other. V'lo Yadin Man Amar Da, Man Amar Da. We didn't know who held what in the Machlokas. Min Madom Rabbi Yosef, and that was Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zaveh, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, right, so this is Rabbi Chia named Rabbi Lazar, said that Afilu Einan Gavos Asara, even though the boats are not 10 Tfachim high, you're allowed to carry from one to the other, Hevi Du Omar, he must be the one who held B'She'ein B'Neim Rochav Arba. There can't be four Tfachim between the two of them. Now this is a very cool limud. We didn't have this in the Bavli. This is a really, I have to draw you a picture here. Yeah, here's a paper on the table. You have, here's the sea. Okay, here's the boats. Okay, they're not underwater, you understand? You can join us, it's Yerushalmi. It's exotic. Okay. You don't know. Okay. You have here the two boats. Now here, if this is more than 10 tfachim from here to here, then there could be less than 4 tfachim from here to here. If there's less than 10 tfachim from here to here, then there cannot be more than 4 tfachim from here to here. Why are those things contingent? Very cool. So he says, if you think about it, let's just put on a flat top for convenience sake. If this is more than 10, this distance is more than 10, so this is not in the same rishus as the water. The water is more than 10 tfachim below. The water is a karmelis. The boats are rishus ayachid. You can carry, therefore, it doesn't matter what distance between the two boats there is, because you're not coming into contact with this karmelis at all. You're just going from one rishus ayachid to another rishus ayachid. If, however, the walls are less than 10 tfachim, then the boats have to be within 4 tfachim of each other. Because why is that? Because they're less than 10 tfachim, then in fact, they are not distinct from the sea in between them. They're not high enough. And therefore, if the sea between them is more than 4 tfachim, you actually have a karmelis between the two boats. And to take something or throw something over that karmelis would be, in fact, to throw through a karmelis from boat to boat, and that would be awesome.
Why aren't each of the boats separate karmelis?
What?
Why aren't each of the boats?
Because that has our makel. That's a special kula they gave. The truth is, the reason why they make such a kula is because the boats on the inside are 10 tfachim, no matter what, right?
Yeah.
If the boats, regardless, are 10 tfachim from base to top, so that's okay. The boats are shusayach no matter what. The question is whether that you can look at the karmelis between the boats as being eliminated or not being eliminated. Okay?
Why is it tfachim and anamos?
Oh, because the minimum shiva karmelis is 4 tfachim. So if the boats are within 4 tfachim of each other, if this is less than 4 tfachim, so there's no karmelis between the two of them, right?
There's no karmelis?
No, if it's less than 4 tfachim, there's no karmelis. Okay, if it's more than 4 tfachim. So again, if it's more than 4 tfachim, it has to be more than 10 tfachim high in order to separate the boats from the karmelis below them. If this is less than 10 tfachim high, this distance and this distance, this height and this height, so then the boat, there has to be less than 4 tfachim between the boats in order to give a gap nor to deprive the gap of its status as karmelis.
Can you do the same svara using amos instead of tefachim? Because if it's higher than 10 amos, then it's a makom p'tur.
Higher than 10 tefachim is a makom p'tur. Higher than 10 tefachim is a makom p'tur. But here it won't be a makom p'tur anyway because, I mean, You're right. It is a Malcolm Tour. That's why you're allowed to carry. If this is more than 10 Tefachim high, then you're allowed to carry over here because this is already carried through a Malcolm Tour. That's really what we're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, when it's below 10 Tefachim, you're carrying through the Karmus, and that's the problem. That's really the point. I mean, I didn't stress that, but you're correct about that. Okay?
But when we say that the boats have to be a certain distance within each other, all parts of the boat?
I don't know. The word doesn't say. I don't know. Probably only the parts of both over which you carry. Okay, they have to be tied together, obviously, but they probably don't have to be not the entire length of the boat, likely, I would assume. Okay, so it says more again. Let's start again from the fifth line down. They didn't know who said what and who said what. And here's the important point. Who was mentioned before said, "Afilu einan gavos asar." The scheme in about a case where the boats are not 10 tefachim above the water. He must hold having two amar, b'she'ein b'ainem rochav arba. He must have held that there cannot be more than 4 tefachim between the boats, because otherwise you have a karmelis between the boats. Haman boy meimar, they wanted to say, "Man amar b'she'ein b'ainem rochav arba." This basically reiterated what we just said. He said that there's no distance of four between the two of them. Afilu enon gavos asara, right? Even if they're not 10 tefachim high, you can still carry between the two because there isn't 4 tefachim in between. Man amar gavos asara, he said they are 10 tefachim high. Afilu yesh b'nei rochav arba, according to him, you'll have to carry from one to the other, even if there's 4 tefachim between the two boats. Again, because you're carrying anyway through the Malcolm Tour, which is above 10 tefachim. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rav Hilo, V'hu sheyeh kol avir karmelis b'soch hasora. Now, this has to be, it's the language here is obviously messed up. What it means to say, so like Cormier says, is that there's got to be 10 tefachim here, above water, not 10 tefachim here, including going down to the base of the ground, below the water. Okay, the 10 tefachim which we're looking at is 10 tefachim above water in the avir karmelis, not 10 tefachim below the water going from the ground.
Which is what you said.
Yeah, which is what I said. Right. That's just clarifying that. Okay. Says more further, Sfina Shabiyam. Now, continuing along the theme, you have a boat in the sea, Gavoa Sartvan, which is 10 tefachim high. We have a single boat now, right? We have a single boat which is more than 10 tefachim higher than the sea. You cannot take something from inside the boat and put it out, or something from outside the boat and put it in. Okay, you can't do either of them. Right, because the sea is a karmus and the boat is a yachid. Rabbi Lomer, imaisa muka min amayim asara tefachim, vena gavoa min amayim asara tefachim. Let's say it's 10 tefachim on the inside. Let's say this is 10, but this is less than 10. Okay, you see that difference? So what's our luck in this case? In that case, metalchim mitoch leyam. You can throw something from the boat out into the sea. However, not vice versa. Avalomini amatocha, but not from the sea into it.
Why is that?
Good question. Says more Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yochan boy, yes. Why is that? Why is it mutter to take from inside to the outside? So says one, is it because it's not 10 tefachim high on the outside? In Cana, if that's the case, I feel me amatocha. If that's the case, you shouldn't be allowed to take from the sea into it. So why are you going to say that from the city into the boat is forbidden? From the sea into the boat is asur. Because it's 10 tefachim deep on the inside, so in Cana, if that's a filu mitoch leyam, it's not consistent. There's a problem here. And no matter what, this 10 tefachim should impact or not impact equally on whether you're going from in to out or out to in. Why the difference? Why the dichotomy between the two? So it says the Gemara, and Rabbi Avun said, "V'lama mitoch leyam mutter." Why from inside the boat is it to the outside of the boat is it mutter? In other words, why can you take things out? That gets a check. And you can put things in. That gets an X. Why is that? Mineh sakana. Because of sakana. Now, the Kormeh says sakana is because the sewage, if you're leaving the boat, is going to cause disease. But the Bnei Moshe says, if you get water in the boat, you got to bail. And I think the Bnei Moshe is correct. I think that makes sense based on what we'll see in a few minutes. So Bnei Sakona means, hey, the truth is, there should be no distinction. The distinction extrinsic one, yeah, but the distinction is extrinsic to the case, right? That it really has to do just with the expediency of Sakona. Now, Sela Shabayah. Here we have one of those hard sugis again where we have to play games, which makes it fun. Sela Shabayah Gavah Asarat Tvachim. You got here, you have an island. It's really called an island. You have an island in the sea which is 10 Tvachim high. Here's your island, right? It's 10 Tvachim high. Okay, not drawn to scale. So you have an island in the sea. Okay, I have an island in the sea which is 10 Tvachim high. Ein metaltim mitoch leyam. So you're not allowed to take from it into the sea. Or, minayam mitocha. Or from the sea to it. Pachz mikan, if it's less than 10 Tvachim high, mutzer, it's permissible. Why? Very simple, right? Not very simple. Why if it's more than 10 Tvachim is lost? Because it's shusay yachid. Why, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, is it mutter?
It's part of the karma.
Because they're both karmelis. Exactly, they're both part of the karmelis.
But if it's 10 Tvachim high, it's makom patur already.
What?
Isn't it makom patur if it's 10 Tvachim high?
It's got to be 4 Tvachim wide, though.
Oh.
No, it could be 4 Tvachim wide. No, it's 4 Tvachim wide. No, it's a large one. It's an island.
Then why isn't it makom patur?
No, it's Mershus HaYachid. It's more 4 Tvachim wide and more 10 Tvachim high.
So if it's not 4 Tvachim high?
No, then you would be allowed to. But this story about where it is more, it's story about an island. You'll see, it's a large one, as a matter of fact. Now, it says more, Mabin Til Mabin Tzvina. Now, so why would they but I don't stand, says Gemara. Now, nobody gets, in my opinion, my never-to-be-humble opinion, as Dr. Laura says, everybody got this wrong, including Professor Lieberman, the next line. Now, the Lieberman scores everybody else, and I'm scoring Lieberman. So he says, what's the difference? The Gemara asks, what's the difference between the boat and the ship and the island? In other words, the boat you can throw out of the side, right?
Why the boat?
Oh, exactly. Why but the island? No. So it says why, and I don't know why nobody just does that. What I'm about to tell you is my touch, and the Gemara, nobody says it. Sfina Olavia Redis. A boat can go up and come down, right? That's the Bnei Moshe's thing. You don't bail, you're gonna sink, right? The boat goes up and down. Sela should be a rock is stationary, ain't nothing gonna happen to it. So therefore, by the boat you gotta bail. That's what they allowed you to do it out. By the rock, you don't have to bail, so why should they be matzu to throw stuff out? It's not bad, right? Sounds pretty good, right? So logical. Nobody not the Corbinator, not the Bnei Moshe, not anybody. Okay. Says the Gemara. See, that's the real advantage of the Yerushalmi. I probably told you this already before, but it can be spoiled every time it happens. By the Bavli, you don't really have direct access to the text anymore. We've lost our direct access because we have to learn through Rashi and the Rishonim. But now, in the Yerushalmi, we have direct access. We can actually even tamper with the text, of course, but the key thing is that we get to be first-level Parshanim, which we cannot do in the Bavli anymore. So that's the most fun about learning Yerushalmi. Right?
Look at us, one of Ginsburg's points.
Yeah. He does, man, I don't remember. Maybe I stole it from there. Okay. Say some more further.
Yes, but he doesn't phrase it that way.
He doesn't use the word fun.
Yeah, he doesn't use the word access either. It's written in Hebrew.
Uh-huh. No, Ginsburg wrote it in English. You mean Lieberman?
No. Ginsburg's was in English?
It was in English. Yeah, right. Okay. Says Gemara, he still doesn't use the word fun, I guarantee you. Says Gemara, velo karmel is he, wait a minute. Anyway, the island is a karmelis, right? So I don't understand, says the Gemara. If the island is a karmelis, so then you should be allowed to carry from the karmelis, from allowed to throw it off. Now, the Gemara is going to come to a conclusion. We don't know that yet, but the Gemara is going to come to a conclusion in a few lines. They now have to be metalfim from a karmelis to a karmelis. From karmelis 1 to karmelis 2. But now, at this point, the Gemara is assuming you can carry the sea is a. This is a karmelis. That's a karmelis. You can carry from karmelis to karmelis. Right?
Right.
Now, there's different types of karmelis, really. But they're both similar in that, you know, they're both lacking eruv. Right? So therefore, you should be allowed to carry from one to the other. So throw the stuff off the side, right? So says the Gemara, klum hu mutar l'taltel b'karmelis ela arba amos. So first the Gemara says, you know why you can't throw it off the side? Because you can't throw something, you can't move, have something go more than four amos in a karmelis. Now this argues on the Bavli. The Bavli held, and the parallel is talking about boats, and the Rishonim itself will bring down the other opinion in a moment, that there's no lo gozra kocho b'karmelis. That the reason why you can throw the sewage off the side of a boat, the Bavli spoke about sewage, and says the reason you throw the sewage off the side of the boat, even though it's going to go more than four amos in the sea, is because lo gozra kocho b'karmelis. The kocho is also in Shusharim. It's also to toss something which is a rabim. But it's not also to toss something in a karmelis. The Yerushalmi said, doesn't learn that way at this point. Says the Gemara, klum hu mutzer talta b'karmelis el barabamos. And when you throw something off the side of the island, so it's going to go more than four amos, and there it's not permissible. Rabila said, Aresha, he argued on this. He said, Asela shabiyama gavah saratvach. He said concerning the first case, Asela shabiyama saratvachim, a sela which is 10 tvachim, aim at alim yam, velo mine yam betocha. You can't carry from it to the sea, nor to the sea from it. Now, that's all fine and dandy. Says now comes the Gemara and says, Yoyser Mikan is funny, as everybody points out here. Yoyser Mikan sounds like if it's more than 10 tvachim high. But that's not the case, as Gilin Ashai says. Rather, Yoyser Mikan, there's something missing from the, there's something missing here from the Yerushalmi, the Gilin Ashai points out, and it means Yoyser Mibeis Sosayim. If the island is more than a Beis Sosayim, you can't carry it all. Why? Because what we have natural walls here, and natural walls are not makif more than a Beis Sosayim, right? Natural walls are not makif more than a Beis Sosayim. Remember that?
Yeah, we had
the narrative. So therefore, if the island is more than a Beis Sosayim, you can't carry in it. And now the line before makes much more sense. If we assume that, but till now, I didn't throw that in yet, but I just want to go back. In other words, I was a little bit doichak. Why you shouldn't be allowed to carry, the Yerushalmi says, you should be allowed to throw off from this karmelis into that karmelis, right? So it's really not a karmelis, right? It's a shusha yachid, right? It's four tenth volume, by four, I'm a tvachim at the least. But if we understand that even before it was talking about a more than a base of sign, then it's very good because that's a karmelis rabbonim, right? If that's mamish a karmelis rabbonim, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos in it at all, right? So that would be that. I would assume that before it's also talking about more than a base of sign. Okay, and Yosef Mikanatzer says Nasik Kemechitza Shukva's rhyme. If it's more than four, more than the base of Sime in breadth, which means more than five in expanse, which means in 4,000 square amos, Nasik Kemechitza Shukva's rhyme. It's like a wall which is surrounding seeds, which is not considered Mukof Ladira Sheimutza Taltabel El Arba Amos. You're not allowed to carry more than four amos. Pach Mikan. Now, if it's less than that, Metalchli Mitocholiam. If it's less than that, you can carry from it to the city, to the sea, and from the sea into it, and you can carry within it at Beisosayim, up to the size of a Beisosayim. Now, Pachas Mikan must be going back again here if it's less than 10 tefachim in height, right? If it's less than 10 tefachim height, then you can carry from it into the sea, and from the sea into it. Why? Because it's considered to be part and parcel of the karmelis around it, and now the Gemara is going to come back in a moment to confirm that. And this is about metalim boy based assignment. It's a little bit iffy. It's not clear exactly what that means. Metalim boy based assignment. I don't know if it's less than 10 tefachim in height. So then I don't know that you can carry it up to a based assignment because Lamaisa has no walls whatsoever. So I don't think that that's true. So I'm not sure exactly what it means by metalti ba basis sign. Perhaps there's some line missing here which flips us back to more than 10 tvachim. Okay, so somehow there are two factors going into play in the Yerushalmi here, and somehow we have to cut and paste a little bit. I'm not going to get into it now, but we know we can identify all the factors involved. If it's more than a basis sign, if this island is less than a basis sign, so then if it's more than 10 tvachim high, by four tefachim, so then you can't carry something from Rishusa from it into the sea, right? Because Rishusa Yochan is a karmelus, right? Mm-hmm. If it's more than a base sign, and it's considered to be a karmelus to Rabbanan, because not Mukaf Ladira, then you would be allowed, says Rabbi Ila, to throw something into the sea from it. Why is that? So Rabbi Ila obviously holds it like the Bavli, that lo gozro kochu b'karmelus. Right? Because Rabbi Ila is permitting you to toss something from here off the side. So he argues on the previous svara. The previous svara was that gozru. Now he says lo gozru. And then he says, as long as this is a karmelus, you can toss from here to there. Okay? Let's see that inside again from Yosef Mikan, from the little zigzag mark of the Gilin Yoshas. Yosef Mikan, if it's more than a base of a sign, Nasis Kemechitza, carry on the island itself, four amos. Pachos mikan, if it's less than that, and this less than that, it's not clear exactly what less than that means.
Well, the language would imply less than base.
It implies less than base sign. Yeah. Well, let's see if we were
symmetry. It would be.
It was symmetry. Well, the Yerushalmi is not necessarily a symmetry, but let's try it. Pachos is less than base sign. Metalti mitocha liyam, miyam litocha. You can carry from it to the sea, and from the sea into it, that's okay. But the problem is this line, metalkin bod base of sign.
Because it's less than base of sign until base of sign.
No, but you can't be metalta bod if it's less than 10. You can't be metalta bod if up to base of sign. You can only be metalta bod adal ramas, right? If it's a karmelis, so you can't carry up to... No, 1 second, you're right. It works. No, it's fine. Pachos mikan is less than base of sign. And it's more than 10 amos high. It's more, right. It's more than 10 tefachim high. It's less than base of sign, it's more than 10 tefachim high. Metalim mitoch liyam and carry from it into the sea. Miyam mitoch from the sea into it. Right? If it's less than base of sign. Or metalim ba, and you can carry within it. Ad base of sign until it's the size of base of sign. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Boom Bar Chia Boy, Rabbi Boom Bar Chia asked, how can we possibly matter that? Me'ata, if that's the case, no, it doesn't work. Something's wrong. There's something wrong with the line. It has to be amended somewhere. Again, Pachos Mikan, what do you want to say Pachos Mikan? Is less than a base of sign? Metal Mitocha Liyam is okay. Miyam Tocha is okay as well, because they're both karmless. But Metachlin Bo is no good. Because metalim bo sounds like you carry even more than four amos. And that's not true. You can't carry more than four amos. Yeah, because there's a problem. If it's more than 10 tefachim, if it's more than 10 tefachim high, right? So then it's Rishus HaYachid. If it's more than base of sign, it reverts to a karmelus. But this pachas leaves you with some problem. Either the pachas means less than 10 tefachim high, or the pachas means it's less than a base of sign. So if it's less than a base of sign, then you shouldn't be allowed to carry from the sea into it and from it into the sea. Right? If it's less than 10 tefachim, you would be allowed to carry from it into the sea and from the sea into it, because it's not a rishus, so they're both karmelis. But you wouldn't be allowed to carry within it more than four amos, because it doesn't have walls. Okay, so something's wrong there. Something has to go back, and something has to be amended. But the bottom line is that what's clear is that if you consider the island to be a karmelis, you can toss something from the island into the sea. We're not afraid of it going more than four amos in a karmelis, because we're not afraid of that. But now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Merchia boy, miat of that's case, shtei karmelios as smucha zulazu. If you have two karmelios next to each other, metafli mizulazu, are you allowed to carry from one to each other? Now, we matter that. Allah, we're matter that. This is a topic in the contemporary Eruv. We are matter to carry from one karmelis to another karmelis. And here he brings that down in the... Gilin Hashas in the last little paragraph, but the Yerushalmi holds. Wait, how can you matter that? If the top is more than a base of sign, or less than 10 tefachim high, so it's a karmelis. You're allowed to go from karmelis to karmelis. How could that be? Shekamli smuchos zuzum dalim zuzu. I'm Rabbi Chanina Brei Rav Hillel. Became a chayam akifa mikol tzad. Fascinating story. He says since the island is surrounded by water on all sides. Therefore, Kimisha Kula Karmus Achas. The island is considered to be what?
One more time, say again.
Bottle to the sea. The island is bottle to the sea because it's surrounded by the Karmus on all sides. Now, the obvious question is, what do you say about a boat? Right? Because it could be the boat. You would say the same thing. If a boat is landed less than 10 fucking deep, a raft. So it's all considered to be a Karmus, likely a surrounding sea. Right? We're talking about an island, which is less than 10 fucking high, right? Or more than a base of the high. So therefore, it's a Karmus. So in that case, it's bottle. Maybe a raft, which has the same parameters, would be the same halacha. So the bottom line is that that's why you can throw something if it's a as long as the island has parameters of karmas, you can throw something from it into the sea and drop water from the sea into it. Okay, Rabbi Nuna Amar, Rabbi Nuna said, Neser shel chutz l'sfina ve'en bo rochav arba. It had a similar concept in the Bavli. If you want to draw something out of water out of the sea, so you stick a gangplank off over the side, and as long as the gangplank is less than 4 tefachim wide, right? Mutzal liat leishet bo, you're allowed to sit on the gangplank, last at tzorcha b'shabbos, and do whatever you need, pull up water, draw that, pour off water, it's okay. Now, why is that to be less than 4 tefachim? So the Gilin HaShas Bay says that if it would be 4 tefachim wide, it's a fascinating thing, it's a very cute chap, says if this gangplank is more than 4 tefachim wide, this is my boat, this is my gangplank, if this is more than 4 tefachim wide, so now what does this become, this gangplank?
It's just a
wall. It doesn't have walls, so what is it? It's 4x4, but it has no walls, so what is it? It's a karmelis. So he says, if this is a karmelis, if it was down here, what we'd say, if it was an island, here's my island. If it was an island, what would I say? It's bottle to the surrounding karmelis. But here, if it's up here, can't be bottle to the surrounding karmelis. So therefore, he says, if this is more than 4 tefachim, you would not be allowed to carry from the sea to here and from here down to the sea, because we can't from karmelis to karmelis. We said karmelis to karmelis is also. The only time we're matter karmelis to karmelis is when it's an island which is at sea level and surrounded by sea. So therefore, this has to be less than 4 tefachim in order that it shouldn't have the status of the karmelis, in order it should be allowed to carry from here to here and from there to there. Okay? Says more further.
But the Gemara doesn't take into account the height of the gangplank. Shouldn't that make the factor as well?
It should. Yeah, I think the Gilead Shas is assuming it's more than 10 fucking. You know what? I don't even know if this has to be more than 10 fucking off. Maybe even if it's more than 3 fucking off. Because as long as you can't see love it, it won't be a bottle. And the odds are that the gangplank is more than 3 fucking off the restaurant. Okay? I'm pretty sure because it has to be 3 talking because the shkeder of a canvas is anything 4x4, which is more than 3 fucking above the Rishus HaRabin. So here too would be considered separate karmas the more it's more than 3 tefachim above the other one. Says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Mana, and Mana said, Ilu Amar Tevar Putzu Yos. This also, they put a conflicting opinion in the Bavli. It can't just be a gangplank, it's got to be an open box. Do you remember the picture we had at the end of Daf Kuf on Shabbos? You can only draw water into the boat through an open box, right? Yeah. So that's what it is. And we say, Mechitza Tluya Materis B'mayim. A hanging wall is Matir the water. Right? I'm Rabbi Avun. Rabbi Avun said, "Mind the boy miyab takana leo." For somebody who wants to make a takana, in other words, to make a water a way to draw up water, spill down water for a boat, ilfa's a boat. Moti neser chutz l'shlosha. He's got to take off this gangplank. It's got to be more than 3 tefachim away from the boat. Because if it's within 3 tefachim of the boat, what do you say? It's lovely. Right, so it's part and parcel of the wall of the boat. We have to get it separate from the wall of the boat. So it has to be 1 foot fucking away from the wall of the boat. It has to extend that far. Right? And you see as if these walls go down and make a good aches. But even the here is talking about, he holds that even shlosha shays. Mechitza ain't 3 inches in the wall it's like the wall, so that would be part of the boat. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Lezer, Mefakid, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Shimei, He to have a porish. He told Rav Yishev from the house of Rav Simei, who from the son of Rav Simei, who was going out to sea. Porish means to sailing. Ma'abid le sal, make a sal p'chusa, make an open basket, because he paskined that the gangplank was not enough, but rather what do you need? You need actually to have an open box, an open basket hanging down, which you use as your to drop your water. Okay, hazorek, somebody who throws something. Venizkar achalo teitzim yodah, remembers before it leaves his hand. Now, that's obviously a mistake. The Mesoras Hashas changed it. It says that he remembers after it leaves his hand. Right? So, Ray left his hand, but it hasn't gone for Amos, but the other Rishus yet. Or in mid-flight, called to Acher, somebody else caught it, called to Kelvs, caught by a dog, or Shinisrafo, it burnt up, potter, you're exempt. You're potter from a korban. Right? Because you didn't want to kilasa b'shogeh itself of b'shogeh. You didn't end up being b'shogeh, and also didn't end up being your maisa. You didn't do that nocha in those cases where the dog got it, etc. Similarly, zorak lasos mechabura. You threw sayon shabbos in order to wound ben adam, either your friend, ben behem, or an animal. Venice kind of remembered actually that it's also to do actual nasis mechabura before the wound was made. Potter, you're exempt. Again, because you're not exempt from payment, you have to pay, but you're exempt from Chiyuv Shabbos because you knew you were mazed at the end, so therefore you're not a candidate for Korban, which requires complete and total Shogeg. Zeraklal, this is the general principle. Kol Chayav Echatos, anytime Mechayav Echatos, Einan Chayav Inal Chayav, Achetei Tchilosim Besom Shogeg, you have to be Shogeg from the beginning to the end. Tchilosim Shogeg, if you start up being a Shogeg, but yourself and so you end up being amazed, Tchilosim Zodin, you start up being amazed, Besom Shogeg, you end up being a Shogeg, Beturim, you are exempt, Achetei Tchilosim Besom Shogeg, unless you begin and you end being a Shogeg. Says Markinimas, this is the way to read our Mishnah, the Hazid, that after left your hand, you became remembered and you became amazed. Why? The kasha. Because if you don't say that, it's difficult the following. If you shot an arrow in order to kill somebody, and right after the arrow left your hand, you said, darn, I didn't mean to do that. Right? You change your mind, right? After you shot the gun, Yanko, why'd you shoot? You're going to kill him. You're going to be chayim misa, right? And he reneged, Shema Klumu, doesn't make a difference, right? Can he change whatever chiv he had? He has, right? It's not potter. So here too, just because it left his hand, and then he remembered what he did, why is he potter? So it must be that, because already he did it. It's done. So therefore, it says Gemara, although it's a little bit difficult, I'm not sure exactly if I understand it, but heavy soifach meimar behezid. It must be that the reason why it becomes potter is because mezid is also potter by korban. In other words, he becomes mezid. And mezid, the truth is, you're a bigger rusher now. Because you started out being a shogeg, and now you're a mezid. But mezid is potter by korban. So you can't... Had you not become a mezid, ironically, had you not become a mezid, and somebody told you that you threw it, and you said, I can't believe I threw it with Shabbos. So then you'll still be potter, you'll still be chayav korban, because you didn't ruin your status. You can't get worse by that. The only way you can get worse is if you make yourself amazed, because amazed is off a korban of technicality that mezidin can't bring korbanos. Okay? And of course, by making a chabur on somebody, by killing somebody, there's no difference, because we're not talking about korban, we're talking about chiyuv tashlumin, and chiyuv tashlumin you have regardless. So therefore, if you become whatever you do afterwards, it doesn't detract from the original chiyuv. Rabbi Yosef Chinen Omer, new sugya.
Just explain that last thing.
Does it change the status? Have a soifcha, you must conclude. Means you must conclude Meimar that he changed. You must conclude and say the hazed that with how did he change his status here by going to a worse status by doing it b'mezid.
When he remembers it, are we saying now that since he threw it, he got to remember?
And then he after he remembered, he said Gevaldik Chvil Michal Shabbos Zayin. That's what makes him potter. Because if he didn't become amazed, so you can't get him off. At that point, the mice is already done. The only way you can get off the hook, ironically, is by exacerbating your Avera. Because the exact the aggravated crime is exempt from a carbon.
Off the hook for a carbon.
Right, also for a carbon.
But it's unusual because his action is already done. In a certain status, and frankly, you can always argue who really cares what his thoughts are afterwards.
Right. But he can't go, you know, because if it's by a carbon, a shav me the also brings the carbon. Only said would have refrained from doing the iser. Right? And since before the mice is complete, he becomes amazing, so therefore he's in the category of persons too big a rush to bring a carbon. So here's the case where he gets off the carbon. Because of his riches, that's why he gets off. Okay, says more further. Rabbi Yosef Chanina Omar b'shogi b'losa. This time we had him cloud gadol in the Bavli. If somebody was a shogi, a guy was a shogi in the losa say, uvemezi b'losa say. He was a shogi in the losa say. And mezin losa say. Right, we talk about shogi mezin. It's shogi. Forgot about the love, remembered the love. Rabbi Shimon, which is classic, Shogi Mezid. Shimon Levi, of course, argues, as we saw in the Bavli already, Amar B'Shogi B'Koris. Uva Mezid B'Koris. Even if you know it's us, you know it's a lot. But you're not sure if you're Chayef Koris or not. Remember that from Klal Gadol, right? You remember? They had this big machlokas of Klal Gadol, if it's possible to consider somebody Shogi, if he even knows it's us, but he forgot your Chayef Koris for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the same machlokas here, right? Shemleim, maybe shoygi b'koris, amazed b'koris. What determines shoygi amazed is not the lav. He knows it's usher, but he forgot whether it's chayv koris on it or not, right? Tanya, Rav Shimon bar Yochai Maseilu, Rav Shimon Levi. Rav Shimon Yochai is arrived from Rav Shimon Levi. Now, this is a fascinating point that Bavli did not make. It's as Hashem u Megadi for Nichos. He says he blasphemed against God and to be eradicated. Now, that part of the Brisa is not germane. The rest of the Brisa says that if a person does such an Aveira b'shoigeg, he gets Malchus and he brings a carbon. How can you get Malchus and bring carbon together? It's a contradiction. It's either or, right? So, Hagatz Mechot. So I'm going to analyze the matter, literally imagine to yourself, right? Afilu mezid, even if it's mezid, here's a couple of typos. The other Shai says, Afilu mezid belav, even in a case where he's mezid in the lav, he knew lav is usher, but he forgot the karis is usher, masrimbo, you give him warning that it's a lav, v'loik, and he gets malchus because it's a lav, but since he forgot, and we didn't tell him there's a chi of karis, well, maybe carbon as well. He brings a carbon on forgetting it's carbon, even though you're flogging him for knowing that it was a lav, which is a remarkable case. Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yevon said, Hashoigi, same thing, Hashoigi B'Chelim. Somebody forgot that Chelim B'Chayiv Koris. Umezin, here too, should be Mezin B'Lav. He was made, he knew it was also, but he forgot B'Chayiv Koris. Masin Bo, he gave him warning, V'Loike, Umezin carbon. He gets Malchus, but he has to bring carbon as well. Okay? Now, another famous principle from Masechet Shabbos, Tanan, Ein Misaskin lo b'chalovin lo b'arayas. There's no misasik by chalov and arayas, right? By Yisurim of Achila, Yisurim of Arayas, there's no misasik. Misasik b'Shabbos brought to what is the case of misasik? Now, truth is, this Yushalmi might argue in the Bavli, I don't know. I really don't know. It says here, what's misasik b'Shabbos? Misasik b'Shabbos chapotah b'chalov v'arayas chayev. Hey Chavida, what's the case of Misasik? I ran Kotzer Chatzi Grogeres. I had a mind to cut a half a Grogeres, the Kotzer Ki Grogeres. And you cut a full Grogeres, your potter. Now, Bavli never had that case. The Bavli's worst case scenario of Misasik is I had a mind Lachtoch Mechuber Zeh, the Chotach Mechuber Acher. Right? I had a mind to cut this grass and cut other grass. So I had a mind to do an Isser. But I had a mind to do the Isser in that object, instead I did the Isser in that object. Right? Here, it's even a step beyond that. I had a mind to do the Isser in this object, but only in half a shear. And it didn't the object in the whole full shear. And nonetheless, the Yerushalmi calls that misasik. So I don't know if the Bavli would call it misasik. I just don't know. Right? Because it isn't the same object. So I really don't know what the Bavli would say about this.
And it's the same activity. It's just a different object.
Well, yeah, that the Bavli patterns. The Bavli patterns where it's the same activity in different object, but it's the same object, and nonetheless Yerushalmi is pattering because it's not a shear. He didn't have my do a shear.
It's still the same activity.
But you're potter here.
Oh,
we're saying misasik is potter.
Yeah.
And that misses, so the question is if this misasik is a greater ptur than that which the Bavli is potter because of misasik. That's not clear to me. Okay? So it says, or similarly, Harani Eichel Chatzi Zayis. What is a misasik in chelev, which is similar where you're not potter? Person says, I only want to eat a half a cheeseburger. V'achol kazayis, he eats a full cheeseburger, chayev. Why? Again, the Bavli says because he gets down north. And there's no misasik by nana. Misasik means I'm not paying attention. But if you get on Noah, you're paying attention. But I don't know if that's true. Again, I don't know if that holds true in the Yerushalmi. Because if the issue is Hanoah, then there's no difference between misasik in Chatzi Zayis, misasik in Zayis Sholem. You're getting on Noah both ways, just a little bit more on Noah. Right? So I think the Yerushalmi has a different parameter misasik than the Bavli does. I think clearly it's something else, and I don't know exactly what. So, by Arias, what's misasik by Arias? Harani mischamibo. Just want to warn myself against this erva. Veherava. Whoops. And then he ends up having beer with her. So that's chayim because there's no misasik by Arias.
Was that in the Bavli?
No, we didn't have that.
What's the difference in the history? The kotzer chatzi grover said ochel chatzi zayis.
Ochel chatzi zayis is chai because one is misasik by Shabbos, the other misasik by chelev. We said misasik by chelev and arayis is no misasik. Again, the Bavli said shekain nana because you can't have misasik. But that's I think that's the Bavli shitoso. The Bavli saw about a case where you didn't have in mind to eat chelev and you ate chelev, so you say tough luck because you had a nosa. It's as if you had kavana. But here, it's not the same thing, because he had a mind to have Hanoah, right? Just that he would have had a mind to have less Hanoah, he got more Hanoah. So it's the Shekain Nenis for it doesn't apply here. So there's some difference for it from Misasik. It's probably just Halacha Mosh Misinai type of thing. All right. Hajuloch Perakasolik. Next Perak. Habayne Kami Yivne V'yechayev. Somebody who builds, how much does he have to build and be chayev? Habayne Koshu. Any small amount. Hamasasis means smoothing off. Hamakapatish, putting the finishing touches. Uvmatzad and planing something, right, making it smooth. Hakodea koshu, making a small drill. Oh, chayev. Zeka is a general principle. Kolos melachim, but it does melachim. Melachim lachdom is kemes b'Shabbos, as melacha is sustainable on Shabbos. In other words, it's permanent. Chayev. Shagam Yomer Afamakar Bakunis al Sadan, somebody who hits the hammer on the animal, Bashas Malacha, when he's doing work chayev, they should misaki malacha, because he fixes the animal hammer and smooths them out by hitting them one against the other. Ma binin hoiba mishka, what binin did they have in the mishka? Shoinais to crush Magabi during they would put the beams on top of the sockets. Ask Mara, the same question we had raised several times, little Shaw, Issa wasn't temporary because they used to move. Rabbi Yisr, Issa became a Shinidais, and Machain Mapia Dibor, since they would go and stop based on Hashem's say so, Musho Lolom, it's as if each stop was permanent because they never knew when they would travel again. Remember, Rabbi Yisr, said on the contrary, became a Shinidais, and Koshbro, Shemachnisa Loretz, since the Koshbro promised faithfully married to Israel, Kamishu, and this is a typo, it should be Kamishu Lashaw. It's all moves were temporary. All stops were temporary, and therefore we ultimately don't come to a resolution of how do we know that bona has to be permanent. Hadam raminatzad. Now the thing is, adonim, it's not true building. It's only minatzad, meaning you know it's the kalachriyat. It's not the proper derech. Hadam refil nasadar gabi davaracher. And from the adonim, from the crushman adonim would be even if you put on something else. Adam Rabinia Gabi Kalim Binyan. This town starts to even build on something else. It's a valid Binyan. Says more, Adoni Kikarkain. For some reason, the Yerushalmi considers the Adonim as if they are the ground. I don't know exactly why. Tani, we learned. Echom, this we also had already. Echom, maybe seven. Somebody bring, one person brings the stone. Echom, maybe seven. And the other brings the mortar. And maybe Sati, the person puts the mortar in place is chayev because that's a primary component of building, securing. Rabbi Yosef and Shnei Chayim, they're both Chayim, because bringing the stone is also part and parcel of the building. Some Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, even below teeth, even the stone without the building is binyan, is considered to be building. Now, Komo, everybody agrees, Shim Yosef and Sati Tchila, if you first put down the mortar. And then you put down the stone, true Chayim, then you're Chayim, because then the stone is sitting on mortar. Or, Habanoi Shishiv, it's Evan Barosh Adimus, a builder who built, who put the last stone on top, which doesn't necessarily be cemented down, somehow it stays down. He's chayev. The meaning is it's going like the rabbanon. He said normally you need the mortar, and if it's the last stone in a row, so then it doesn't need the mortar. Bahein David Dapin, the person who makes side posts of the door. David Sipin, person who makes the lintel of the door. Chay mishimbon is chay because of bone. Bahein the nokar kipin, somebody who quarries out stones. Keeping amudim, he quarries out stones which are going to stand. It's the next one should be dechayit, stones which are going to divide. Or he's mekatea pispis, he cuts up a clump of dirt okay? Or mikateh, the next one should be bulin. He cuts up pieces of metal. All those are chai mishum esatei, they're all chai because of shaping. And shaping or smoothing is the tolod boinim. Rabbi Yerushim Rav said, Hamakim mito shogil asana. This is a very lemaisadik Yerushalmi. If somebody puts together a collapsible bed, chai mishum bonin. That's bonin. Oh no, says Maharam Rabbi Zir. Ain't it a kenoito mabain? It's always if you're taking a brick, but no snow gabi levay and putting it back on top of other bricks on Shabbos. In other words, if it's meant to collapse, you can't call that chayev. It's a collapsible bed. It's meant to collapse. That's not bona. You're not constructing. You're taking it apart and putting it back. That's not bona. So it says, Rabbi Nuna Hori L'Reish Galusa. Along these lines, Rabbi Nuna Paskin of the Reish Galusa. Lahat Yer Shulchan Shal Prokim Shabbos. You'll have to take a sectioned table apart on Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Nuna Barchia. Have a ime. I'm a Rav. Nuna Barchia have a ime. Rav Nuna Barchia was with him. Shom Rav Yehuda. And you heard Rabbi Yehuda saying, V'amar, that he was saying, Man de Horei Lei, Lo Yolif Lo Shimish, somebody allowed taking and putting back the table again, didn't learn and didn't serve Tamid HaChomim. So that's more not true. Amar Rabbi Sime, Man de Horei Lei, he said it's Mutter, Rishon Gamliel Horei Lei. He certainly learned and served under Rishon Gamliel. The time we learned, Levachim Shevesfina, if you have boards on a ship, which you put down in order to sit on, and then you pick them up again. Or Shabarisa, boards which go on a chair, and it's a collapsible chair. Naklita Amita, the beams which keep a bed in place. Veregla Shulchan, the table leg. Viyada Sakin, and a knife handle. Shapirshu, which should be instead of Shabarosho, which separated. Harezo Leachsu, you shouldn't put them back together again, because that's a form of binder, but the Rabbanan only. Imirzi, I raise a potter. If you put it back, it's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. Vimtaka, only if you force them back together again, you fuse them back, I raise a chayiv. Roshin Amil Omer, now he's a potter. Imhoyu Rafim, if they were lightly connected together, Noitul Machsu, you can constantly put back and take out, put back and take out. Alright, so the bottom line is that this is the source of heter for many things we do on Shabbos, putting beds together, putting tables together, taking them apart again. The fact that they're roughing, they're not made to be permanent, so therefore, like Rosh Hashanah, you can put back and take out, and we will put back our Yerushalmis for the evening.
So you can add a leaf to a table, take out
yeah.
a leaf?
Yeah, that's a nafkamina lamaisa. Mamish nafkamina lamaisa.
Folding cots, you can.
Yes, same idea, right.
You're not making an oil.
No, because your intent is not to make an oil. If your intent was to make an oil, it would be awesome, but that's not going to be intent.